Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and good afternoon. Maybe it's not afternoon where you are, but here in Illinois, it's afternoon. It's 4:30. So wherever you are, I hope you're having a beautiful day. It's a beautiful day here. Sunshine, a little cool, but we're heading into fall. But this program is all about writing. Introducing my school, which I did last week, BurningBushWritersAcademy.com, and all for inspiring writers, people who want to be writers, who want to learn the techniques of writing. My school is open. It's free. It's on internet, BurningBushWritersAcademy.com. Free to anyone. Study it anytime you want, morning, noon, or night. And you don't have to worry about competing with anybody. You work at your own pace. That's what I like about my school, because everybody is not the same. So I want to talk about introduction to writing. If you're in high school, or if you're in college, or if you're working and might be taking night classes or something, sometimes you will see on the curriculum they'll have courses. And sometimes they will have creative writing, introduction to writing, and different aspects along the field of writing, craft of writing. And so usually first thing you do is you see introduction to writing and think, okay, that would be the best place to start, which is true. Or else you could just say creative writing. So you want, okay, what is creative writing? So that's where I started. I took a course in high school called creative writing, and I liked it. It was all about, you know, writing stories and hearing the teacher read stories and everything. It was so exciting to me. And so, you know, I just loved it. And so I stuck with writing. So, but anyway, introduction to writing, I want to talk about how to start as a writer. So many people want to be writers, realize that they have the talent, but they're not fostering that talent. Like in introduction to writing classes, when I took my writing course, a two-year course, they asked the first thing, was after asking your name, then they ask, why are you here? What do you want to achieve from this course? Well, my answer was, I am here because I want to learn how to write. And the teacher told me, obviously you already do. So most people really have the talent, they just don't foster it. If you find yourself jotting down little cartoons and putting captions on them, if you find yourself writing little excerpts, maybe you're watching a TV show, and you think, boy, if they would just add this part in. So you try writing it yourself. That's the beginning of writing. That's introduction. Introduction to writing is the feel for writing, a passion for it. There's something inside you that says, I have a story that I want to tell. I want to bring it out. I don't know, you know, how to do it. And so what do I do next? Well, on introduction to writing, in my school, we start by writing. Write what you feel in your heart. If you feel like you have a little story to tell, the main thing is don't worry about the grammar, the spelling. You can always gain knowledge in that, but just write it down as it comes out of your inner spirit. Write down what you feel, what you think, if it's a story, if it's a poem. That's the introduction to writing, is to start. Just pick up a pen and start. Now, if you don't know where to start, on the internet there are many prompts that can give you ideas for stories. Now, most people, you know, have an idea already in their mind about what they want to write. But if you don't, you can go on the internet and find all kind of promptudes, you know, like if you want to write funny stories, sad stories, want to write mysteries, you know, all kind of things, you know, memoirs. There's always a place that will help you with your ideas. And all you have to do is start. And then you see if you really want to be a writer, because writing is a journey. It's not a destination. I'll keep saying that. Everybody is not at the same pace. Everybody is not going at the same speed. Whatever speed you're at, don't compare yourself to others when you start writing. Writing is a journey. You know, some people work all day and they don't have time to, you know, sit down and go to class, but they still love to write. And then after they start doing this, then they realize, you know, maybe there's something to this. I'd like to go take a course and find out just what areas, you know, genders are there that has writing. You know, like I said, you can write memoirs, action, adventure, you know, Western, you know, all kind of stuff. But you have to start. And that's the main thing. You want to sit down and start somewhere. Make yourself comfortable, you know, however you like to write. I sit on my bed with my computer, and I write. Sometimes it'll be a poem that'll come to me. Sometimes I'm just sitting doing nothing, and a thought will come into my mind, and I'll rush and write it down. So writing has to be a passion. It has to be something in you that no matter what people say, and they may not think that this is something that you should do. Yet, so you have to look out now for people that are going to, you know, kind of put you down and say, writer, you know, how are you going to do that? You can't do that, you know, so don't even think about it. Do it. Do it. That's it. Beginning of writing. You got to start doing something. So that's what we want to talk about. And that's what I just did talk about, introduction to writing. So introduction to writing is just starting. Pick up a pen, get a paper. If you like to write in a notebook or just plain paper, maybe just like to jot it down where you're at work, scribbling something on a paper, if you're at your job, but you put it and keep it and go from there. Introduction to writing is basically starting. If you take a class, they're going to give you assignments. So you don't have to often think about things. They give you assignments that they want you to complete, and that will be how you start writing. But if you don't know how to do that, then you go and just write what's in your heart, what you feel. Maybe it's a story. Maybe it's an idea, and you don't really understand why you want to write this down. I first started, I saw a man walking on the street, and there was something about, he was an old man, and the first thing I ever wrote was a poem about the old man and how it affected me when I saw him. I felt sorry for him and wanted to reach out and help him. So writing introduction is just a start. Sit down and start. Write. Don't worry about the spelling or anything like that, punctuation. Just write, because you can always go back. But then when you do go back, put in the punctuation and see if it makes sense to you. And if you still want to do it, that's what my main thing right here is, getting people started. You have to start somewhere. Remember that. Start writing somewhere. Whatever it's in your heart, whatever's in your mind, if it's there and you can't get it out of your mind, that's what a lot of these famous authors do. They get an idea in their mind, and they may have written so many other books, but that idea for this idea sticks. And so then they start, and they start writing. And maybe that book will be a flop, maybe not. A lot of them, you know, you never know. Everybody tastes, you know, like, what's that saying? One person's trash is another person's treasure. That's kind of truth about writing. Everybody will not like what you write, but there will be somebody that will. You know, there will be somebody that will. So that's the main thing. So I didn't take any calls on this one. I just wanted to talk about writing, introduction to writing. But the number is here. If you want to call in, I've got like 7 minutes left. If you want to, you know, call in and say hi, that's no problem. But I really couldn't talk real long. But the number is 515-605-9881. If you want to call in, just say hi. But otherwise, if you have a question about writing, I can possibly answer it for you, because like I said, introduction to writing, I want people just to start. Don't worry about that you don't write like your famous author or the books that you like. Every author is different. Every author has their own voice. And so that's what you must remember. You have a voice. Nobody can say it like you can. Nobody can see it like you can. That's why everybody has their own voice. And that's what they'll tell you in writing school. You have to develop your voice. We used to have to, in my assignments, we had to pick famous authors and write a section the way we would say it, learning to put our ideas and hear our own voice compared to a famous writer's voice. That was hard. I was assigned, you know, Danielle Steele, and that was hard because I love Danielle Steele and the way she writes things, but I learned how to write things myself. So you have to follow your voice, and it's the same way with anyone that's in writing. They may take guidance from other people, mentor from other people, but still it comes down to saying it your way, the way you see it, the way you feel it. And that's what finding the voice is. So introduction to writing is basically finding your voice of how you want to say something better than anybody else could ever say it. So that's what I want to talk about. And so I want, if you're an aspiring writer, go to my writing site, burningbushwritersacademy.com, and there's all kind of courses there. Next week, I'm going to go into another aspect of writing. I won't know exactly where I'm going to go right now, but I just want you to get started. I want you to get going. Start as a writer. Writing is a journey, not a destination. It's a journey. Sometimes it's a slow journey for some. Sometimes it's a fast journey for others. But you got to start. That's the main thing. Get a comfortable chair, however you want to write. If you like writing, laying down the bed with a tablet, or if you like sitting in front of a computer, or if you like going to the library, you know, where it's quiet, nobody can bother you, find the area that you like to write, how, what's comfortable for you, and then start. Writing is a beautiful career. It's a beautiful way to express yourself, and you will find so many people that will love what you write. Now, some won't. You have to realize that not everybody will like your writing, but there will always be someone that will. And then you have to decide how you want to write, what area you want to write, but we'll delve into that later. But right now, we just need you to get started. Pad, pencil, you know, paper, computer, type, however you want to write. But sit down and set a timer. Give yourself a timer. Say, I'm going to write for 5 minutes and have that timer go off after 5 minutes. And just write. They call it free writing. You just write whatever in your heart, whatever on your mind. If it's a poem, or if you want to write a poem, if you want to write a little essay, if you want to write a little short story, just write it. That's how you start. You have to get to the idea of what's inside of you, feeling what you write, how you say it. That's introducing yourself to writing. That's really the true introduction to writing, how you see things, how you say them in your own way. So next week I'll be back with something else. So I just want you to continue writing. If you're an aspiring writer, continue. Don't give up. A lot of times you'll get disgusted because you'll see these famous people and, you know, they're making all this money. Let me tell you, never just write for money. Writing's got to be a passion. You've got to love what you write about. Now, there are ghostwriters, people that write just because somebody wants them to write something. They don't care about, you know, what the topic is. They're getting paid to write on this topic. But writing is truly a passion. You have to have a passion for writing. You have to want to say something that's from your heart to reach the world, to tell the world about this that's in your heart. So that's something that you must realize. It's a passion. If you don't have that passion, if you're just out there to write to make money, well, you know, then that's you. I've never written to make money. I have a passion in my heart to write, to enlighten people, to inspire people, and to, you know, to help them live a better life. That's why I write. But you have to decide why you write. So whatever it is, whatever reason it is, write it down on paper. You know, start out by why I want to be a writer and write. And then go back and read it and see how it feels to you. If it's passion, you'll know it. If it's not passion, you'll know that too. So keep writing. Don't give up. Writing is a journey, not a destination. And you can fulfill that dream. You have to believe in yourself. That's one thing you have to do. You must have faith in your ability to write. Anybody that starts any career, they have to believe that they can achieve that goal. Doctors, some people go into medical school and they're not sure they're going to make it out of there or not. Then others go in and they're just determined in their heart, I'm going to make this regardless of how long it takes or how hard it is, I'm sticking to it. You know, and that's what you have to stick to it. You have to stick to it. It has to be something that you really want in your heart. So that's what I want to talk to you about, or that's what I have talked to you about. So think about all I've said, and then you decide what's best for you. The introduction I can give for any writing. And you can also see the induction on my site, too, BernieBushWritersAcademy.com, and see what I tell you there. It's basically the same thing. You've got to start somewhere. And that passion has to start in you that's going to lead you into the world of writing. So welcome to the writer's world. Stick to it. You can do it. So this is all I have to say on this episode, but I will be back. I will be back. God bless you all. Bye-bye now. This is Pastor Janet signing off.